Welcome to the Gospel Light Minute X. This is Daniela White, and we are glad that you have tuned in. Today, Daniel White III is going to share with you from a fresh and unique perspective how you can get to know Jesus Christ for yourself. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 20 books. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is the president of Gospel Light Society and Torch Ministries International. Now here's your host, Daniel White III.
In the end, everyone takes the knee, including Trump. This is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, reminding you of what the Bible says, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. This weekend, the news media, the sports world, and the internet was engulfed by the debate over football players taking a knee during the national anthem to protest racial and social shortcomings in this great nation called America. It began during the 2016 football preseason, when Colin Kaepernick, the then San Francisco 49ers quarterback, sat down on the sidelines while the anthem was being played. He later began kneeling. The debate over the appropriateness of doing so was hot and furious then, and the rancor has only increased, culminating with comments by the President of the United States and spilling over into the NBA and Major League Baseball, with such stars as LeBron James and Steph Curry weighing in, and the first player ever in the MLB to take a knee while the Star Spangled Banner played before another episode of America's favorite pastime. Not only that, a singer who sung the national anthem, after singing, it is reported to me, kneeled down as well. The hashtag Take the Knee exploded on social media, with many using as a point of reference photos of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Reverend Ralph Abernathy, and other civil rights leaders kneeling on a sidewalk during a protest, as well as photos of Tim Tebow, who was known in the NFL for kneeling as if in prayer on the sidelines and in the end zone. Not to mention Stevie Wonder taking two knees, as old as he is, last night at the Global concert. Everyone seems to have an opinion on this issue, and it is amazing to watch how much a small action or lack thereof can stimulate such massive controversy. When you think about it, whether or not one kneels during the national anthem is really of little consequence. What we each need to be concerned about as individuals is who and what we are kneeling to in our lives, in a very real sense. Kneeling is an act of submission or acceptance. People kneel or bow before kings. Many people kneel in prayer to God. Symbolically, kneeling is a way of saying, I submit. I acknowledge that I am not in control, that a higher power is. Of course, some people think they are in control of their lives. They see themselves as the master of their fate, the captain of their soul. But the Bible tells us that they, too, will have to kneel to somebody one day. Oh, yes. In the end, everybody takes a knee, including President Trump. Romans 14:11 says, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. My God, my God, may he help each and every one of us. The Lord that this verse speaks of is none other than Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Philippians 2:10 says, God exalted Jesus to the highest place and gave him the name above all names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. When I was a little boy, we used to go down to Annie's candy store before we went to school, gave a nickel for a pack of Now Laters. I believe the pack had 8 Now Laters in them. The candy was so big, it had wax paper that wrapped it, that you can suck on it on the bus on the way to school, wrap it back up in the wax paper, so you can suck on them now or you can suck on them later. Well, beloved, you can bow to the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, now, or you can bow to him later. But rest assured, you will bow. No matter what your philosophy about life is right now, or what you believe or don't believe, you can rest assured that you will meet Jesus Christ at the end of your life and you will take the knee before him. What happens after that depends on what you do about Jesus Christ right now in this life. You can either let him be the Lord of your life now, or you can be forced to admit that you were wrong about life later. You can bow now, or you can bow later. It's up to you. You can either kneel before him now or be forced to kneel before him later. Kneeling while the national anthem is playing or while the flag is being raised may or may not change anything, but kneeling before Jesus Christ can and will. I encourage you to put your faith and trust in him today. Put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let him lead, guide, and direct you in this life and give you eternal life in heaven with him. Here is how you can receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today. Here's how you can believe on him. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now that is bad news, but here's the good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul. And he will save you, for Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend of mine, if you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, and you want to trust him for your salvation today, it is very simple to do, for the Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." The Bible also says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Please pray with me right now this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, and God will save your soul. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins, my faults, and my failures. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I choose to follow him as Lord of my life from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Dear friend of mine, if you just trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you prayed that prayer and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, you are now saved from sin and hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God. Congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, please believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this Gospel Light Minute X broadcast. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or would like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit www.gospellightsociety.com for more information. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to gls@gospellightsociety.com. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on BCNNRadio7.com, Buzzsprout.com, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and Live365. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover God's amazing grace and love. Now here's a song that will encourage you in your newfound faith in Jesus Christ. God bless.